Derek Chauvin sentenced to 22.5 years in prison for George Floyd murder. The Aegis Alliance, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Derek Chauvin, former Minneapolis police officer, has been handed down a sentence of 22 and a half years behind bars today on Friday. Judge Peter Cahill ordered the sentencing on Friday in the afternoon after rejecting Chauvin's request for a new trial earlier in the day, according to WCCO-TV. Chauvin had been found guilty on all three counts against him during his trial in April for the May 2020 murder of George Floyd. After around 10 hours of deliberation, a court jury found Chauvin guilty of unintended second-degree murder, third-degree murder, as well as second-degree manslaughter. Family members gave a victim impact statement in the courtroom on Friday prior to the sentencing being read. "At this time, due to some additional legal matters at hand, I'm not able to really give a full formal statement at this time. Briefly, though, I do want to give my condolences to the Floyd family," Chauvin stated on Friday in court, according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune. "There's gonna be some other information in the future that would be of interest, and I hope things will give you some peace of mind. Thank you." Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin had been video recorded by onlookers as he pinned his knee on the neck of aged 46 George Floyd for greater than 9 minutes on May 25, 2020. Floyd had later been pronounced dead. The police department fired Chauvin. Prosecutors pointed out Floyd died of asphyxia from reduced oxygen when Chauvin pinned his knee on Floyd's neck, as former police officers J. Alexander Kung knelt down on his buttock and thigh area, as well as Thomas Lane knelt and held onto his legs. Former police officer Tu Thao kept onlookers away. Floyd had been arrested for apparently using a counterfeit $20 bill to purchase cigarettes at a shop in South Minneapolis. However, when a person uses a counterfeit bill to purchase something, most of the time the person is unaware the money is counterfeit. Arrests are not supposed to be made in these cases, and instead, proper police procedure shows that authorities are supposed to report the counterfeit money to the Secret Service so it can investigate its source. Floyd passed away on May 25, 2020. Chauvin was apprehended on May 29, 2020. Three additional police officers who were at the scene have each been charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder while committing a felony offense, and also with aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter with culpable negligence. Tommy T., the Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.